What could be worse than Rad Radio? Ask and you shall receive. You can watch this train wreck every morning on Rad TV at members.radradio.com.
On the issue of being ambidextrous, or which is almost, it's like a unicorn thing. Most people aren't truly ambidextrous. It means that you can do everything equally with both hands. You're more likely cross-dominant, like Dawn is, right with your left hand, but then do all sorts of great things with your right hand, etc. Hayden says, I write, eat, and cook with my left hand. I do most... So I'll see, cooking, there's one. Brandon, can you... Do you... I have to stir with my dominant hand, my right hand. Yeah. I ain't stirring with my left hand.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm whisking, I absolutely need to use my right hand.
I can use either. It's weird.
I believe this occurred because I'm the youngest of four, and all of my siblings and parents are right-handed. So when I got my hand-me-down baseball glove, it was for a right-handed person. I had to learn to throw right-handed. This continued for every sport or teaching from my family, so I bat right-handed. I can, however, golf right and left-handed equally.
Isn't that weird?
I was taught to play right-handed, but I tried a left-handed club and it felt natural. Throwing a ball left-handed is not a natural feeling. It is. There's only two things that I can think of. I've mentioned them before. I was a switch hitter playing baseball. I can't golf left-handed to save my life. I can barely golf right-handed. And I self-pleasure with my non-dominant hand. Weirdest thing in the world.
Is that because it's so like a stranger funny. Type
yeah.
of thing?
Yeah,
like,
I love that joke, but I always use it.
Oh my
I
God.
Always use
so
it. The joke is you switch hands
yeah.
for it to be... No, I can't do it with my dominant hand.
Interesting.
It's awful.
Stop with the visual.
By the way, quick update. Adam wrote in about he tried the Lay's regional chips, the West Coast flavor. He said they were excellent. Because it was the crispy taco flavor, and he said it tastes like a ground beef potato chip. And I was like, was that the West Coast flavor? And I think what it was is what we all talked about is when we had the discussion, we reminded ourselves of the discussion. There's no culture to the West Coast. It's all been imported. There's very few things, right? Why do we get crispy taco? Southwest, maybe. But all of the flavors they brought back is exactly that. They aren't new flavors. These are all fan favorites that they marketed them as being now parts of. They've already done these flavors for limited times, and they brought them back. So for the Northeast and Atlantic region, that's where they're doing the Lay's. By the way, you can buy these anywhere. The Lay's BLT sandwich flavor chips. From the South and the Midwest, there's the Lay's fried pickles and ranch flavor chips.
That sounds good.
And yes, inspired by the West Coast is the Lay's crispy taco flavor chips, which they say offer hints of ground beef, sour cream, cheese, lettuce, and tomato in one crispy bite. Adam said they were really good. Give them a try, whatever.
We all were like, make that Southwest. It's but just, I'm sitting here thinking and laughing like when our country started – right, like that, like where you the East Coast and you got the South, like they definitely you've got the culture, right? And then we started migrating, and somehow we continue to want to have some kind of culture in the Midwest. But as we got closer this way, it's like we gave up.
Well, because it's too much.
Whatever. We're not going to have our own thing. We established our own stuff in the Midwest, the South, and the East Coast, and that's it.
The truth is, you hit Colorado. And you keep going west, it's actually the most diverse part of the nation because of exactly that.
Yeah.
Everybody migrated, and so it's hard to have like identities because it's people from everywhere that are living in a general area.
And maybe those that would have been able to establish identities here once they got here, even from somewhere else, got killed along the way.
There's that. and then eaten by the person they were with. You know, little things like that.
Yeah.
If you are watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, we're going to play Win Rob's Change, and then during the commercial break, you will get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
What's coming up, Brando?
Well, just for Kyle and other meerkat enthusiasts.
Yes,
no,
thank
you.
We've got a great montage of actual meerkats. Can't confirm.
Hell yeah.
And then we got a pair of shepherds playing fetch, and my puppy Sadie, the Bernedoodle, tries to smell my elderly hound Walter while he's sleeping on the living room floor, and he gives a look like, get out of here, kid. You bother me.
So we had last week what we found out were, what did you call them, Wyoming meerkats?
They're like groundhogs or, what was it? Yeah,
prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs.
But they were like, they were from a certain state. And
Wyoming.
They were called Wyoming meerkats, but these are actual meerkats.
They're
today.
Legitimate meerkats.
So as you can hear, we don't just do dogs on the canine cam for some reason. You can send in your horizontally recorded videos, RAD, at radradio.com.
The best things in life aren't free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. Windrush Change. That's what I want. Windrush Change. That's what I want. Windrush Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in rough jar of change. Windrush Change. That's what I want. Windrush Change. Change.
And remember, you can always go back and watch all the canine cams. Everything that lives on Rad TV lives there forever, but you do have to be a member at members.radradio.com. This week on Friday, we are rolling out all of the brand new videos you've requested, the behind-the-scenes tours of the studios, our offices, break rooms, things like that, and Kyle's new series, Kyle's Corner.
Yay!
First three episodes with then more episodes will be getting rolled out.
Watch.
We're bringing back the podcast, the Probcast, the Soapbox. Dawn's got two new shows coming up, all coming to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Andrea, you're caller 18 to win Rob's Change. Good morning.
Good morning from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yay! Oh, my God, I love that.
We're all over the goddamn place.
Oh, my God.
Now I got to be ready when I go to Nashville. Hello, Rob.
So
is that you?
Lucky. Yeah.
All right. We've had four guesses and four clues. If you have figured out what the hell Michelle is talking about and give us the right amount of money, you'll win it. What is your guess?
Okay. It's $1,819.14.
All right. $1,819.14.
You lose.
Oh, again, I'd love to ask why, based on the first four clues, but then we start giving away things that you're supposed to have already listened to. So I can only tell you that 18, 19, 14 is incorrect. Here is your fifth clue. Or maybe it'll rock you like a hurricane.
Oh.
Or maybe it'll rock you like a hurricane. Now, if you're turning your head sideways like a dog looks at you when you pass gas, it's because you don't have the first four clues. And you're going, what do you mean, or maybe? Well, if you have the first four clues, and then you hear this one, you hear a change in something that's being alluded to, and somehow, eventually, this is all going to get you to figure out the correct amount of money in Win Rob's Change. There is also a second chance to win Rob's Change using the Circles social media app. It's free. You can download it in the App Store. For free, Circles with an S. Now, if you are using Circles right now, which is a social media positivity app where you follow people you know or trust, like us, maybe, and your friends, and you go in and you look for their recommendations in 1,500 categories, restaurants, movies, things you need for your car, your home, finances, books, podcasts. I mean, it's all over. It's ridiculous. Now, if you're in Circles, what you need to do if you want a second chance to be another winner for Win Rob's Change is you need to send out a group chat. Go to the homepage, lower left corner, hit messages, and go to your contacts and send out a group chat to up to seven of your friends that aren't already using Circles. And you got to include the Circles buddy. You can search for it. It's very easy. Circles with an S. It's a husky. That's their little mascot in the chat. Within that chat, you'll all make guesses on what the right amount is to win Rob's Change. And you get as many guesses for as many people are in the chat. So if you get seven people in your chat, that's the max, you each get seven guesses. And whoever gets the closest when we're done with all of this, when we reveal the amount, will actually win the same amount of money as the winner to win Rob's Change. You have to get your guesses in, though, if you're using the Circle Second Chance opportunity by Friday at midnight. So start your chat now. You can start guessing now. You can wait till Friday at 9:30 in the morning when we give our final clue of the week. So you have 10 guesses and 10 clues. And submit all, in my example, seven of your guesses. And then you just have to wait until we find out the answer. And whoever gets closest or whoever got in first, if you get it exactly right, will be the Circle's second chance winner. We're tying it to Friday at midnight only because that's also the last day to invest in Circles, which we all believe is going to kill Yelp. And could be literally a billion-dollar idea. No guarantees, but hey, if we're close to being right, we want to be on the ground floor of it. You can invest only in this round of the WeFunder campaign until Friday at midnight. The two things are not related: the second chance to win at Rob's win Rob's Change, and investing in Circles. It's just that's where we came up with the random date. If you want to invest, the easiest way is to go to radradio.com. You click on the Circles logo. It'll take you to the WeFunder page. And then you can make any investment you want after reading about what we're all talking about here. As for the on-air version of Win Rob's Change, we will give you another chance to win at 9:30 this morning.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.